What's up, guys? It's your boy Rich, aka Library Monster on TikTok, here for another episode of Behind the Library. And boy, we got some interesting stuff to talk about today. That opening track was called Subway Dreams. It's by a guy named Den Hang. It's on YouTube Studio, one of the open source royalty free tracks. Really cool, really nice melody. I wanted to open up with that. But it's anything but a dream on the subway in Gotham City these days, man. Let me tell you, these streets are getting really, really ugly. And the subway is no exception. Now, the thing that I found most interesting is I think that we weren't meant to realize exactly how freaking awful we are as a species, as a society. But the internet has helped with that. Because, wow, some of the stuff I've seen posted recently has just been out of this world. I saw on TikTok just today. I haven't been able to find it anywhere else, so I can't put it up on the YouTube channel. But it's a video of this guy. He comes in the subway with his girlfriend, and he is ranting and raving. He's going off. Now, from what he's saying, you can kind of get the gist that he thinks that that's not his baby, that she was cheating. He kept going on and on about, you know, some guy hitting her up on his phone or whatever. And so you're like, all right, this guy is going off and she's pregnant. He probably shouldn't be yelling at her, you know. But yeah, anyway, you know, that's, you know, a couple's business and whatever. So everyone, you understand something. In New York, everyone kind of is in their own little world. You know, for the listeners that aren't, you know, from here, everyone kind of minds their own business, you know. And they did get to sit down. He didn't want to let her get a seat at first, which, you know, upset people. They're like, yo, let her sit down. She's upset. You're upset. You know, she's pregnant. Just, you know. And so finally he lets they both sit down. They both find a seat. And he's going in and in and in. And then they put the person that posted this put up a second part. And it didn't show exactly what he did, but it did show him on the ground with some people all around him. I assume that they pushed him to the ground. And it showed her on the ground, the girlfriend, the pregnant girlfriend. It showed her on the ground, and she looks hurt. She's holding her stomach as if something had hit her stomach. And couldn't really tell from the comments what had happened, but he was just livid. This guy, I shouldn't even call him a guy. He's a piece of shit. If he fucking... Pardon my language, but he's a piece of shit if he actually hit a pregnant woman. Look, I don't care if she was cheating or not. She could have been cheating with 100 guys. You keep your hand to yourself. But the thing that was scary to me when I saw this wasn't that that actually happened. It was just like my reaction to it was like, yep, that's what's going on out here. Yeah, it did not surprise me at all. We're getting desensitized to the real I remember back in the day when I was coming up, there were people were worried that fictional violence was going to affect people and that it was going to desensitize us to real violence, right? Well, thanks to the magic of the internet, real violence is desensitizing us to real violence, I think, because there's so much violent videos out there, because that's the first thing to do when anything pops off. Everyone goes to their phone now. And not to call the cops either, to record what's happening. And so they go to their phone, and they record it, and they post it up, and it's just video after video, incident after incident of people just going apeshit. Like, they lose all reason, they get violent, and you're just like, man, that's... I hate to say that that's real life, but it seems like it is. I just you know, for better or worse, it's weird that it doesn't have the same impact that I think it once had. Because, like, you would hear these things. Like, when I was, again, back in the day, when I was coming up, I sound really old, but, you know, I'm kind of old, fuck it. No, when I was coming up, you would hear things. Like, people would tell you stories. Like, you know, you would get to work or you would get to school, and someone would go, man, you never guess what happened today. This, and this. And you're like, damn, that's crazy. But you didn't see it. You know, there was no visual. You know, you're just going off of anecdotal evidence from someone that just told you what happened. Now, you see it. And you see it so damn often that it just, it doesn't even resonate. And so I'm worried, man. I'm worried. But every, you know what's weird? I think everyone is actually feeling like something is going to pop off. Like everyone, there is this undercurrent of something's going to happen. And, it, you know, COVID, the elections, the rioting, the civil unrest, all that stuff. All that stuff has come to play. And now we have, you know, the streets are getting more violent. And everyone is kind of just slowly going, waiting for that last shoe to drop. You know what I mean? So this is the tension. There's just tension everywhere right now. And, you know, it's just manifesting on the street. Now, those of you that, you know, are from New York, you probably heard the story. Those of you not, you probably haven't. But a while back, some random lunatic, attacked Rick Moranis. You know, Rick Moranis was a star of, you know, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and Little Shop of Horrors and Ghostbusters. He was the Keymaster, you know, and he's like a staple in New York, like the very famous New York actor. He loves this city. And he was just randomly attacked on the street. There was no rhyme or reason. I don't even think the guy who attacked him knew that that was who he was attacking. And that was a huge story here for like a good week. Finally, they apparently they've caught this guy. And I'm going to play the video for you that haven't seen the actual attack. You know, I guess if it bothers you, you know, don't tune into the YouTube channel. But for those of you just listening, I'll just describe it. See, I'm over here on NBC News, and it actually has a warning if they find this disturbing. They're just re-putting the video up because they actually caught this guy. Oh, man, it's just horrible. This guy is walking around in an I Heart New York hoodie. It couldn't be more terribly poetic. And he just walks up and he cold clocks Rick Moranis in the face for no reason and just walks away. It's just like, what the hell? But like I said, they caught this guy. They caught this guy recently. And so I'm glad that they got him off the street. But it's like, first of all, Rick Moranis, for a small dude, he must be in great shape because he took a blind punch right to the face. And he went down, but he got up and took himself to the hospital. So, you know, tough dude. You know, what did this guy think he was going to do? You know what I mean? Like, you're going to knock out the Keymaster? Seriously? Did you see how he fought the damn Audrey 2 in Little Shop of Horrors? Rick Moranis is a tough dude, man. Don't sleep on Rick Moranis. He may be small, but don't sleep on him. You know what I'm saying? Like he, and it's just like, they got this guy. He was apprehended in the subway. Again, in the subway, of course. And so they get this guy. And I'm wondering, what do you say? Like, what does this guy say when he's in jail, right? You know what I mean? You have that awkward conversation with your cellmate. Like, you know, what did you in for? I punched Rick Moranis in the face. Are you fucking serious? What'd you do that for? What did you do, shrink your kids the day before? What kind of ridiculousness is this? But that's like goes to show you the randomness of the violence that's out there. The guy had no reason to do it. He didn't even know who he was hitting. And I hate to believe this, but I think that if Rick Moranis wasn't famous, the cops probably wouldn't have looked for him as hard as they did to find this guy. You know, because honestly, when it comes to the NYPD, it's a crapshoot. You know, there are a lot of good cops out there, and I love cops. Don't get me wrong. But there are also a lot of lazy cops out there, and the good cops know the lazy cops. They you could report something to them, and they just like, That's your problem. You know what I mean? It's just like, if someone is not being murdered, they don't take it seriously. But, you know, they go through a lot, too, and I'm not going to come down on them. I mean, that's... Look, I've ran into my fair share of bad cops. I've ran into my fair share of good cops. It's, you know, cops are like any other group of people. You got a few good apples, and you got a whole bunch of idiots. It's just, that's just how people work. Let me see what this, apparently this guy's 35. The suspect is called Marquise Ventura. And there's just no, He just punched him for no reason. Had nothing. No reason. No reason. And that's the kind of violence that we're dealing with out here. And I'm just like, ugh. But, you know, that's what it is. There are some good things. I mean, there's a good element to the internet phenomenon that's desensitizing all of us. And that is, some people have decided to post things for the public good, you know, to warn people of certain things. And I bring that up because I saw this, I first saw it on TikTok, and then I realized they actually had a YouTube channel. It's called New York Creeps Spotlight. And it's kind of like To Catch a Predator, for those of you that are familiar with that show, you know, where they would, you know, set up people that were trolling the internet to meet with minors. And so this person does this basically for New Yorker, for New York exclusively, it seems. It looks like he had a video or two from Atlantic City. So basically like the East Coast area. And he does the same thing, you know, baits these pedophiles or whatever, gets them to commit, gets them to meet at a location, and then confronts them with the, you know, with the with video and with evidence. And I bring that up because this, what was really bugged out, and I wish I could find his specific video, but someone on my Instagram had shared one of these videos, and it was somebody I went to high school with. It was a creepy dude that I had actually gone to high school with that got busted. And he was and the thing that affected me a lot was he was an EMT, and I was an EMT too. So that, to see that creepy ass dude that I actually knew, I didn't know him like that, like he wasn't my friend, but I knew who he was. To see him actually try to meet, I think it was they posed as a 15-year-old girl, and to try to meet her for sex was just, like, it just made my skin crawl and my blood boil at the same time, because it's like, I knew him, and not for nothing, sometimes you get a sixth sense of certain things, you get like an intuition about certain things and people. I felt like this guy was going to be a creep back then, and this was, 15 years ago? I felt like this, at the time he was a kid, I felt like that person was not on the level at that time, let alone now. So, and the thing that makes me most upset is as I said, I used to be EMT. I was EMT for a short while, you know, gave it a go, it really wasn't for me. I had to start off in the private sector, and I didn't like it too much. It was too shady a business model for me, so I got out of that. But I do know the care protocols, especially for New York City. And I'm thinking, like, man, they have to now go back and check this guy, all the people that he had treated, because if he treated any minors, God knows what the hell he was doing while they were in the back of the, you know, the ambulance or whatever. Or he got a free moment. You know what I mean? Little grabby here and there just for to get his own kicks. It's disgusting. So I'm glad that there are people out there doing this. I pray for these people. I really do, because, I mean, you never know how these interactions are going to go. You know, these people don't work with the cops, so they don't have police protection or anything. And, you know, some people may react violently. You know, we talked about, you know, the city getting violent, and it wouldn't astonish me if some of these people get crazy once they get confronted. You know, it seems like the YouTube channel doesn't have as many videos as I've seen on the TikTok or on the Instagram, but there are a few videos here. This one I find really interesting. It's a female. It's, the title of it is "Female Predator Comes to Pick Up 14-Year-Old Girl for Threesome." That is disturbing. For those that are watching on YouTube, you're gonna be able to see this. If you're not, then just you know, listen. It's got an intro. A little warning for.
How you doing? Who are you here to see, Julie? Julie, we need to talk. It's very important. Because other than that, you could talk to the cops.
Nani?
Who are you here to meet?
Ooh. Oh, he's got the text messages and everything.
She's only 14 years old. Look at me, man. You're going to get a lot of trouble. I got your Facebook, your Instagram. Your man did you dirty. You have both on this? Why are you doing this?
This is crazy.
Julie, look at me. This is serious. You're going to go to jail for this.
I don't understand what you're talking
about. Julie, I got you on video. Porn. Right. Porn. You understand that? Julie, you could get in trouble, Julie. You live on Facebook right now.
Oh, she said porn.
What you did was illegal.
This one's a sickie. Her and her man. That's crazy. Her man sent her out there to meet the... that's just...
You want to call the cops right now? Yo, please call the cops. You already know where I'm at. They just sent porn to a kid. Julie, this is very serious. Tell Fredo you get in trouble for this. I ain't come here for violence. I just can't.
His name is Fredo. His name is Fredo. His name is Fredo. This makes me think of The Godfather.
To say sorry or something, Julie. I'm not here to harm you or nothing. Somebody call the cops.
She's just all in. She's all in her phone, acting like nothing's going on.
She's supposed to come here with her man, but he sent her instead.
Oh, it's in Queens. Yeah, it looked like Queensboro Plaza too.
But yeah, call the cops, Queensboro Plaza.
Was she walking around? She had a stick. She's walking around with a stick for. This goes to show you, man, a pedo can be anybody. You know, predators come in all shapes and sizes, Julia, man.
We got her on Facebook too. Don't worry about it. The video's going up. New York Creek Spotlight. You're the first female predator I caught. You can't hook up with 14-year-old little kids. It's illegal.
I know that area too.
You can't have sex with a 14-year-old little girl. It's illegal.
Yep, I definitely know that area.
He's in trouble too.
I recognize
I got
the street.
Pictures and everything.
Wow.
A very fucked up night. Your video's coming out soon. All right, Julie. Stay away from little girls.
I tell you, I pride myself on being a rational person, but there's something about trying to get off from an underage person that really that's when the savage comes out of me. You know what I mean? Like, that's when it's just like, nope, got no use for it. Nope. I just no deposit, no return, no get out of jail free card. Not about that life. So I mean, you know, God bless these people. I really hope that, you know, they stay safe and everything, because it is dangerous what they're doing. It is dangerous. But that was cold. Like, one pedo sent the other pedo out there to meet the kid, and it was a setup. He said the male pedo sent the female pedo out there. Ain't that something? But I hope they both get reported, because this is nuts. But this is what's going on, you know. And the crazy thing to me is that, again, when I was coming up, these were just stories that you heard about. You didn't see it. You know, there was no, the internet wasn't as ubiquitous as it is right now. It wasn't everywhere to the point where it was on everyone's phone and everything got documented. Now you see it and it makes you wonder, like, what the hell kind of, what the hell kind of species do I belong to, honestly? I don't know what it is. You know, I've read a few different books, and I'm probably going to review a few of them. There was one, I think, Guidelines for the 21st Century. I'm not sure if that's the title, but there's that one. There's Ben Shapiro's book, The Right Side of History. We're missing something in Western society. And it's a moral center. There's everyone's out there doing their own thing, and it seems like there are people that just have no, they just don't have any boundaries, man. They just don't. And we're struggling to establish or reestablish a new paradigm. Because before, you know, we had religion to give us boundaries. And then, you know, the law kind of was built around that. And then slowly we got more secularized. But the core tenets were still the same. Now we're in a situation where there's no... Because religion is pretty much dying, going the way of the dinosaur. And because no one really trusts the government, it's like, well, who do you listen to now? And you would think that when people would, you know, listen to their conscience, you know, assuming that they have one. That's another dangerous assumption. Because not everyone does, I don't think. But you would think that something in them would go, okay, this is wrong. And I know it's wrong. And it's wrong in every situation. But there's a lot of people, man, that don't. It doesn't even enter into their head. Everyone's chasing this hedonism, this instant gratification, this get off, and they don't care about the repercussions of their actions, man. She was on there. For those that were watching on YouTube, she was sitting, and for those that weren't, I'm just saying, she was sitting there, like it was just nonchalant, like just nothing. Oh, I'm just waiting, you know, waiting for this 14-year-old girl that me and my boyfriend are going to sexually assault. And she was just sitting, like, it was, here's the thing. You would think, one would think that someone that's about to commit a heinous crime like that would be kind of like, you know, on edge and, you know, looking around and, you know, checking things out, making sure there's nothing, you know. She had such a... you know, just a relaxed kind of waiting for the meetup, as if it was like a Tinder date or something. It was unreal, unreal. And that the thing that scares me also is that tells me that this is not the first time, you know, and they probably have done this before and got away with it. That's really creepy. And I wonder if this wasn't some kind of deeper grooming thing in this particular case. You know, they're actually part of some kind of prostitution, because that's another thing that's going on out there. And man, it's unbelievable. And the crazy thing is that these like little people with little operations like this that are exposing these people, they're popping up all over. Like, this is just one of a few, I think, that are operating in New York City. And I've seen a bunch from all over the country that are out there now. And it's just person after person, all different races, genders, creeds. It doesn't matter. They're all after the kids. It's, ugh. I mean, I don't even want to think about it anymore, to be honest with you. I just can't. It's disgusting. It's disgusting what's happening out here, man. I don't know what to do about it. Hopefully someone a lot smarter than me figures this out and gets us back to some kind of normalcy. And some kind of morality. But I don't know. I don't know if we have that left. I mean, we're facing another lockdown. Did you know that? One of presumptive President Biden's advisors is talking about a 4 to 6 week total lockdown of the country to stem the spread of COVID. Another full lockdown, 4 to 6 weeks. People are stocking up. Smart people are stocking up. Fortunately, I don't have to. You know, I'm a bit of a prepper myself, so I think I'm okay. But if you haven't stocked up, I suggest you do so. Because a 4 to 6 week lockdown, man, we're not even gonna know what the country's gonna look like once that thing is over with. Because, I mean, the businesses that managed to hold on this long, the small businesses, 4 to 6 weeks is a death sentence. They're not coming back. I mean, we're going to be left with basically what? Walmart, Target, Amazon. That's it. To get everything. There'll be no small businesses left. It'll just be those giant mega companies providing us with everything. And, I mean, I bought a bidet, personally. I bought a bidet because I was seeing videos online of people beating the shit out of each other over toilet paper in March. And I said, I'm not going through that. All right. I'm going to get me a nice little bidet. It cost me like less than $40. Highly recommended. Never thought I'd be promoting bidets, but invest in one. It's worth it to not have to, you know, tussle with somebody in Target for toilet paper. Because it's getting things are getting real. You know, things are getting really real. And I've been watching COVID or the expansion of COVID since well before it made it to the United States, man. I was watching what China was doing, the other countries in Southeast Asia were doing, and I was like, this is going to be bad, and let me stock up, and I'm hella glad that I did, because it got real, and it got real fast, and we are facing that again. And here's the thing. People that are in certain fields, just stick to their own field. Don't try to comment or interject into things that you don't know anything about. Like the advisor here, his name's Dr. Michael Osterholm. I don't know if I butchered that last name, but that's the guy. Now, he's the one pushing for the 4 to 6 week lockdown. Okay, he's a doctor. He knows infectious diseases. But he also said the government could borrow enough money to pay for that package, and that would cover the cost of lost income for individuals and businesses during the government shutdown. What the hell are you talking about, Dr. Michael? The government could just borrow money. Yeah, you know, just borrow enough money to cover everyone. It's no problem at all. As if he's like this renowned economist that can account for the long-term impact of the government just borrowing money and giving it to everyone. I'm not an economist, but even I know that sounds like it's going to be a bad idea in the long term. So, Doc, stick to the diseases, man. Just, you know, work on the vaccine or do whatever you need to do. But if we're talking about, you know, managing the economy, just don't even comment on it. But see, that's the thing. That's what we have to prepare for. That's why we have to prepare as individuals. Because the fact is, I've noticed that people that have big degrees love to talk about things that are not in their field. Just because they think that their degree in something else makes them smart enough to comment on it. It's a crazy world that we're living in, man. It really is insane. And it's enough to discourage you. You know, that's why I read. You know, I love short stories. Short uplifting stories or short cerebral stories to bring you to that. That brings me to the one that's the featured book, and a very short book for today. It's called The Egg by Andy Weir. Great short story. There's even like little cartoons about it on YouTube. You can watch it. It's like 7 minutes long. As a short story goes, it's very short, but it is so deep and so profound. It makes you think about life so differently. And makes you really contemplate your actions in this life and how you treat people. I don't really want to talk too much about it because it's really short. It's worth just either listening to it or reading it. It has like this twist ending. It has everything. It's a really, really great short story. And it does make you think. It does make you think. And it does have a kind of an uplifting, I would say an uplifting message at the end of it. So it's worth it. Again, it's called The Egg by Andy Weir. I could have played the whole thing, the whole clip from YouTube on the show today, but I don't want to do that. I'd like to just put the information out there and let you guys, you know, search for it yourself if you want. You know, don't want to force any text or stories on you guys. But yeah, I loved it. When I first heard, I actually bought the audiobook of that. And when I first listened to it, I was like, wow, that is deep. That is deep and profound. And, yeah. So, you guys, that's it for today's show. Thank you guys so much for listening. For everyone that's been supporting, I've been looking at my analytics, watching it go up every day. Can't tell you, you know, how grateful I am to you guys for doing that. So, listen, I hope you guys, everyone stay safe out there, you know. Stock up as best you can. Get ready. And hopefully we all make it through this thing together, because at the end of the day, all we have is each other. That's deep and profound. I'm going to leave it there. It's your boy Rich, aka Library Monster on TikTok, and this has been another episode of Behind the Library. Thank you guys, I'll see you next time. Thank you.